This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Charles Killen. He's directing The Miracle Worker at Peoria Players Theater. The production opens next Friday and continues through March 23rd. Charles, good to see you again.
Thank you.
Now, this is, of course, the play about Helen Keller and Anne Sullivan. I'm just curious what it was about this script or this piece that drew you to it and made you interested in directing it for the Players season.
I find myself drawn to historical pieces. I've in the past done Diary of Anne Frank there at Players, and I find that we get a lot of students to come to see these kinds of shows, and it's a way to introduce new people to theater. They're familiar with the literature that they're reading at school, and we know that this is part of the program in the Peoria schools, so it was a logical choice for me to try to do this.
And speaking of history, talk about your history, about how you fell in love with the story.
I was first introduced to the play 20 years ago, actually. I was in the show. I was cast in the show as Helen's older brother, James. And I, of course, at that time, read up on everything I could do to try to get ready for the part, including watching the various movies, and had wanted to direct it since then. Took me a little while, but here I am. So very excited about it.
And you say that you read up on it extensively when you were performing in it. How much of that have you done with your cast to prepare for this production?
Quite a bit, actually. I introduced everybody to the show and some of the movies that were available. I kind of want people in this situation, it varies from time to time. Do you want them to see the movie? Do you not want them to see the movie before the show? In this instance, I wanted them to, because of the uniqueness of playing a blind character. There's also blind children in the show. So to actually see how the physicalizations might work is, having not obviously been blind myself, is not, it's not easy for me to portray that or relay that, rather. And so I think that was a, in this instance, it's better to go ahead and take a look at those kinds of references.
And I thought it was kind of interesting. Most plays have two acts. This is a three act. What are the three acts about?
Well, first I'll explain that we are going to divide it into two acts for Peoria Players, just for the ease of intermission. But essentially I break the show right in the middle of the play's act two. And the way that they're divided in the three acts of the play, the first act is essentially the welcoming of Anne Sullivan to Ivy Green. And that's in Alabama. And the second is the lessons and learning, teaching. And the third is the miracle itself and Helen coming through and being reached.
Now, with a play like this, there's so much material to draw on. There's, you know, sort of the historical record of Helen Keller's diary. There are these film adaptations of previous productions. So there's a lot of material for actors to draw on, and how do you work with them to cut through that and help them find their own performances so that they're not just trying to recreate somebody else's story?
Right, and that's a real important point. What I've wanted to do with individuals is work one-on-one and talk to them about what they see the character as. At the same time, we want to stay true to the story. As a historical piece, we don't have a lot of literary license, so to speak, to make changes. But at the same time, it's important for each individual character to understand how they relate to one another. And this is very much an ensemble piece. So while it's the story of Helen Keller and Annie Sullivan, the parents are in the show, the brother is in the show, as well as some servants, and they all work together to put the show on.
Let's talk about some of your key major characters. Anne Sullivan, played by Lindsay Nevels. What's her take on the character that she's portraying, and how are you directing her to be Annie Sullivan?
Well, Annie Sullivan is a very strong-willed individual, and Lindsay Nevels is also a very strong-willed individual. So that was an easy direct. Also, Lindsay comes to this with a unique experience. She is a sign language major and has that background, so is a teacher of sign language. So she has that perspective, while albeit a current one or a contemporary one, she has that perspective of being a teacher. And you can definitely see that come through on stage. Annie Sullivan, as I said, strong-willed, doesn't take things from people. She's there to do a job, and she does her job and reaches Helen Keller, something no one could do.
And how is she making that part her own so that she's not Anne Bancroft or some of the other characters she might have seen?
I think that Lindsay is tending to play down the harshness toward Helen and maybe put that a little bit more on the parents as showing too much pity, not allowing her to develop what she innately has. So I think that she maybe shifts the blame a little bit in the game, and that's unique from watching the other adaptations I have.
This play must also present a real challenge for the actress who's playing the young Helen Keller. This is a demanding role. This is a character who is deaf and mute, and particularly in those early scenes. So what do you look for when you're casting that role, and what have you done with the actress that you have?
I looked for someone who had done their research, to be honest with you, and you could tell that at the auditions, who had prepared and who had not prepared. It's very easy to go into this part thinking it would be something easy. I mean, there's no lines,
right,
for one, for the individual, but this is probably one of the most demanding roles a youngster could play. And Anna Hsu does a fabulous job at it. She came in and just showed us at the time of auditions what she could do and has improved ever since. So we're very happy to have her in our cast.
Now, as we're speaking, you're a week out from opening night. Traditionally, I think this is the point in the process where most productions, you're trying to get as close as you can to running the full show every night. And I guess this coming weekend, then, you'll be bringing in some of your technical elements, your lights, your sound. Is that fair?
Yes, that's correct. This Sunday will be our Tech Sunday. And we just did a complete run through of the show last night. I try to break it up to give us our focus on acts. So we are going to be running at this last week some focus on Act 1, focus on Act 2, and then put it all together. And I made a comment last night at rehearsal that we finally have a show here. I meant by that I had up to this point been seeing each individual scene by itself, separate and apart from each other, but not yet telling a story. And it was very interesting last night to see it all come together for the first time in my mind as a story that we're telling.
For people who don't do a lot of theater, that's sort of a ritual. You have one rehearsal where the director says, okay, now we have a show. I'm wondering, from your perspective as a director, is there a point in the rehearsal process where you start to get a sense of what the final production is really going to look like? Because it's all theoretical early in the process, but are you at a point now where you can kind of see in your mind's eye what this is going to look like once everybody's in costume and the sets are finished and the lights are hung?
Absolutely. After about 9:30 last night, I had that experience. So very excited to finally see it come together like that. And what's exciting also about it is that we are a week out. So there's now an opportunity to play with some of these roles and tweak them, so to speak, to bring better performances out of the actors.
I think about the times I've seen the movie, and a word keeps coming to mind is that it's a heartwarming production. What are you hoping people will walk away with once they've seen your show?
I want people to walk away knowing that the issues here are timeless issues, that we may be in 1887. We take you back to 1887 in the show. But you walk back out into 2014 and you still have the prejudices, you still have the issues that they were dealing with then with disabled children and teaching methods, so to speak. And I think that I want people to walk out knowing that things aren't all that different.
Charles Killen directs Peoria Players Theater's production of The Miracle Worker. Performances begin next Friday, March 14th. They continue through the 23rd. Charles, break a leg.
Thank you.
And Nathan, the Peoria Art Guild is hosting its Nude Attitude exhibit tonight from 8 p.m. to midnight. It's an excitingly tasteful event full of sheer entertainment, as well as lots of art that honors the human form. The evening is sure to educate and maybe even astonish.
And Backspace Collective is presenting a two-person show called Pickup Lines. It features works by Veronica Bruce and Gaia Nardi Warner. There is an opening reception tonight at the studios on Sheridan. The exhibit will be on display tomorrow from 1 to 4 o'clock as well, and it continues next Saturday from 1 to 4.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, you can find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.